Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's brand new show, January 1, 2011. It's so brand new that we're going to continue on with the December 26th show after a brief one-second rewind. And Happy New Year, and we'll have a lot of fun this year here at the www.bbsradio.com.
Here we go. Our entire lives, the White Brotherhood gave them psychological names. In the body they became seven different chakras, which then go into empower seven different endocrine glands. Now, if you want to know what a chakra looks like and how they're distributed through the body, which most people do, those of you that are just getting into this stuff, and a lot of this information, by the way, that we're discussing now is in my book, Death of Ignorance, which will hopefully be on the markets, and we finally got our Xerox machine yesterday, the big one that prints the books. But anyway, look down the spine. If you imagine looking at your spine, the base of the spine has a point on it. Coming up the spine has another point. So you have different points. You have seven different points starting from the base of the spine and ending at the top of the head. And coming off of these spine, off these different points are like flowers. You can imagine a flower connected from the front of the body back down with its roots or stalk hooking into the spine. And these flowers, they're described in the Oriental books as a flower, just for the sake of understanding, can be seen, once again, by the principle we were talking about yesterday, when you use the dye, when you look through the Dyson dye, you can actually see this phenomenon going on. The base of the spine, or the root chakra, is called the Mulahadra, and it has four petals on it. It has like four spokes. And what happens is the energy, the divine energy which comes into one of these centers in the body, sets up right angles to itself. And what happens is the astral energy, like the emotional plane that we were talking about the other day, we mentioned on the show, other people are starting to talk about the astral plane, and the etheric plane are meeting at the base of the spine simultaneously. The energies coming in from the astral plane are from the emotional body, from the higher worlds, and the etheric body is a part of the physical body. It's not some other world, it's an actual physical part. It's a very subtle part. And it meets at right angles. And when it meets at right angles, it forms like little pyramid shapes of energy. And what happens is then the flower begins to rotate. And as it rotates, it causes a interweaving process to take place that links up the physical body from the etheric to the astral. And this is constantly going on in the body. Further up the body is the spleen area. And this is where the second chakra is located. It has six different spokes. And it's also performing the same energy function. Further up near the navel is the umbilical chakra, called the Manipura. And it has 10. Then the next one is the heart. You get up to the heart, and they call it the Ahata. And that's 12. Then you get up into the throat, the thyroid, which we talk about, that has 16. And then you get up into the brow, or the center between the eyes, it has 96. And then you go to the crown, or the top of the head, you have 960 of these little spokes. So it becomes more integrated. And we've divided these chakras up into three basic groups: the lower, middle, and the higher. And they might respectively be called the physiological, the personal, and the spiritual. Because energy follows thought. And when you, for example, center yourself on the lower chakra, you are very physical. You're in the sexual energies. When you center your energies in the mid part of the body, you're into a compassionate form. You're into a feedback form. Your life will be that one of brotherhood and sisterhood. And then when you reach the higher chakras at the top of the head, you reach the spiritual kingdoms, and you begin to communicate with the higher forces. You become aware of the higher forces. Now, memory is connected directly in to all of this. Memory, you could define it as something that you can get you an experience. It's like the ability to recall an experience. And the idea is to tune yourself up and simultaneously get all of the chakras working so that magnetically your memory, your recall of an event, it can be extended not only across a few minutes, but across an entire lifetime or a series of lifetimes. When this happens, consciousness is raised, and you have what is called consciousness raising. You know, the continuity of consciousness is what I was trying to describe when I was talking to. Sometimes we have these conversations with people, I do anyway, and we talk about the about remembering what. Try to remember, all of you out there, try to remember what you can about the day you were born, the 2 days after you were born, the first early years of your childhood. A lot of people don't take the time to think about, you know, what was going on in their childhood at the earliest hours, and it's a good exercise to try to remember back, you know, early events in your life, because what happens is the actual discipline of this is causing certain centers in the brain to be working again that are normally asleep, and then the brain is a lot like a muscle, so you start to really get in touch with the forces behind immortality within your own nature if you try to reflect back on your early life. Now what happens is this energy is moving. Each one of these chakras, by the way, each one of these rotating fields rotates in the opposite direction of the other. So if one is going clockwise, the next one is going counterclockwise. The next one is going clockwise, the next one is going counterclockwise.
Dr. Bell, excuse me, but we have a call on line 4 I thought we might get you.
Okay.
Let's go to line 4 right now. We've got Scott on the line. Scott,
yeah.
Good morning.
Hi. I wanted to ask one question about the nuclear receptor.
Right.
What do you think would be the best gem for someone with hypoglycemia?
Peridot. It works in the digestive tract.
That would be the one?
Right. Sometimes it's called sometimes it's called the yellow diamond in one quality, and another quality it's called the pale emerald. It's quite an amazing stone.
Uh-huh.
Peridot is the one.
Great.
Yeah, it works on the central part of the body. It works with the central part of the body is the area around the spleen, the kidneys, the liver, that area.
Uh-huh.
Because when a person is a hypoglycemic, they are like a car swerving on an icy road.
Uh-huh.
They're going back and forth. And when you balance the diet, a lot of times the etheric pattern, see, the etheric body, which we're talking about right now, doesn't settle down as quick as the physical body does.
Right.
That's why you have a desire, even though you clean up your act, to cheat some more. So you got to treat the etheric body, which is the electrical precursing body, you know, right along with the physical to get yourself back in line again.
Well, would you be able to wear this while you're sleeping?
Yes. You can wear a Peridot continually. It's a soft stone, so you can wear it forever. There's no side effects from it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Scott.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much for calling. Scott was calling in 772-5718. Once again, a reminder, you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show on Your Talk Alternative. Dr. Bell?
It's a tongue twister, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. For some reason today, I just can't seem to get the words out clear.
Right. Now, what happens is now, when these chakras are running, you get two other forces start moving opposite one another, and they start out at the base of the spine, and they're called Ida and Pigala, and to the yogis they call it the Kundalini force. And when you start getting your body, your physical part of your body, your psychological part of your body, your spiritual part of your body, all functioning together, what happens is the spine is then relaxed. There is less electricity flowing through the spine at this time, and as the spine is more and more and more relaxed, you have less back problems. The chakras get more and more and more energy because it has to start down in the spleen area, because the spleen is the area that takes the energy out of oxygen and negative ionization and converts it into a usable form of energy that keeps the blood alive. So when this starts to take place, the raising of the Kundalini begins to happen. As the Kundalini begins to happen, what is happening biochemically is the cerebral spinal fluid begins to move up and down the spine in a place that was heretofore blocked by the tension created by a tight nervous wreath going up and down the spine. So it actually creates an opening in there where the fluid can go up and down. When this fluid goes up and down, and the pathway starts to open, it creates the human spine begins to work, instead of like a spine transmitting base or pragmatic, you know, signals throughout the body for feeling and sensing and all those kinds of things, it begins to work like a linear accelerator. And what happens then is high-frequency vibrations are accelerated back up the spine at a high rate of speed and begin to spread out at the throat and they're focused by the pineal gland, and they end up bombarding the. They're focused by the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland, and then they end up hitting at the top of the head. And when they hit the top of the head, it opens up the pineal gland and it shuts down some of the functions. And this, of course, is called the opening up of the crown chakra. And you can almost imagine it, the whole spine working like a cathode ray tube on a television set, whereas the back end of the tube is where they accelerate the electrons, and the phosphor of the screen on a television set, you know, being the illuminating factor, and the intelligence is being sent into it, creating a picture. And this is basically how we begin to create pictures in our mind by this action. And the more and more that the crown chakra is open, the more easily it is to picture things. And when you begin to picture things in this fashion, your creative flow is greatly enhanced.
Dr. Bell, this is fascinating. Right now we have another call on the line. Let's go to Alan on line 4. Alan, you're on the air with Dr. Fred Bell.
Yes, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to know about the receptor. If it was put around the dome, would it double the effect of it or something?
Okay, two things happen. That's a good question. You wear it around your neck, but the pyramid that I recommend that you wear is the power dome. But realize when you wear the power dome, okay, it by itself produces an altered state. In other words, every day you wear a power dome, the longer you wear it, the higher and higher you get. It's almost like a psychedelic experience after about a week. As a matter of fact, in some people it becomes a psychedelic experience right away. Now, this is great for creative work, but it is not so good if you're working, you know, one-on-one with people, because you're going to have a tendency to space out and just kind of move away. The receptor, on the other hand, is a grounding device. The receptor, what it does is it brings you into your body, it gets your body functioning properly, it keeps it on an even, steady vibration. Whereas the pyramid is like an infinity device, the receptor is a grounding device. So what I oftentimes do is I wear both of them. You can wear the pyramid on your head and the receptor at the same time. But when you do that, you're going to increase the energy of the pyramid quite a bit. You're also going to increase the receptor energy quite a bit. So you've got to be careful, because you can actually... There is a period of adaption that takes place, and you don't want to go too fast, because you can end up with headaches because of too many toxins being released, or just totally losing interest in something. You'll find your interest in your values, everything will change. It shifts towards more spiritual, towards more inward purpose. And you could take say a construction worker or something, that somebody has a very, what I would say, hard physical job, put a pyramid on their head, they might forget about it and just walk off the job, you know. I've seen that happen, so you've got to realize what they're doing.
I see. So wearing more than just the receptor, or even two of them.
One receptor at a time.
What happens when you wear two?
Well, what happens if you wear two is the receptor is designed to work with a human aura, and that's a lot of input. If you put two in there, the stones will fight with each other. You don't want to take an upper and a downer, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In other words, you want to take a sleeping pill and to go to sleep, and then drink a cup of coffee. Some of the receptors will produce an effect on your body that will put you to sleep, and these are the relaxing ones, and other ones will speed your energy up, and your adrenal levels will change. So you want to work with one stone at a time.
Okay.
See, this is the problem with the human race. They want to take off. There's a lot of grounding that's involved with this kind of equipment. We'll get into that tomorrow when we start talking about the altered state and how that works. But right now, just use one.
All right. Thank you.
How's your receptor doing, Jim?
Mine's fine. I was going to ask you about that. You were talking about the diamond and how you could only wear it for a short period of time. Now, I haven't had any problems at all. I don't know if that's because I have recently come off that cleanse or...
No, that's exactly why you're not having any problems at all. That's exactly it, because you cleaned your body up.
Okay, well, I'm glad I did it then.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect, you know. Anyway, I think we're running out of time here. I don't want to...
Yes, I just looked up the clock, and boy, this half hour went quick.
Well, you know, when you get into the etheric, I was just about ready to get into time and gravity and those kinds of things, and how that works in the body. But I guess we're going to have to hold that one off till tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was very pleased. We got a number of calls today, and I'd like to urge more people to call rather than call you at your home and call you on the air here.
Yeah, that's great. And realize that Everybody out there should be taking lots of Excalibur. I see that we're selling more and more of it now. And a lot of people are probably into their third and fourth bottle. And by the time you take into your third and fourth bottle of Excalibur, your energy is, you're flying. How's your Excalibur?
I'm doing great.
You've been taking it every day?
Yes, sir.
And then what do you notice when you take it?
Well, I have more energy. I seem to be very up. By the way, I was going to ask you, how can people order that?
Okay, they can order it right now from Dr. Fred Bell, 891 Santa Ana Street in Laguna Beach. Zip is 92651. Or call area code 714-499-2603.
And with that, Dr. Fred Bell, we have to say goodbye, but we'll see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Great. Say hello to Debbie for me.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye. How would you like to be up to 30 pounds lighter 1 month from today? And how would you like to do it at half the cost? Then get out your...
Well, now we'll segue into the next section here. Lots of segueing. Segueing, we call it. Segueing. Yeah. Anyhow, here we go. We're going to do whale radio now. This is back when I was in Providence, Rhode Island doing shows. Great stuff. We had a lot of fun with whale radio.
Our talk show is brought to you by Dine Incorporated. The ideas, opinions, and comments expressed are solely those of Dr. Fred Bell, his callers, and guests. Puridyne Incorporated can be reached at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Now, health, science, and energy with Dr. Fred Bell.
Welcome back to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Well, we've covered quite a few topics in the nutritional field and some of the related fields so far. And we're still moving along here on our vitamin explanations and why they're so necessary for you. And, of course, a lot of historical changes have taken place in our society since this show started. I'll say that. We've had plenty of action out there in the news lately. So anyway, today we'll start up again with vitamin C, which is one of my favorite vitamins. I've been formulating with vitamin C for a number of years. In the early days, we used to formulate with ascorbic acid. Today it's completely obsolete as a formulating tool because ascorbic acid, although it has a large amount of vitamin C in this, also has the word acid attached to it. And therefore, when you put a large amount of it into your body to do some of the amazing things that one of our perpetuators of vitamin C, Linus Pauling, had said, you end up getting some side effects. Ascorbic acid, for example, will cause diarrhea. It will cause cramping of the stomach. It causes a number of things if you take it in very large amounts. You have to get the therapeutic value from vitamin C. You need to take quite a bit. It's very good, for example, for working with drug addicts. I know there's some people out here in Santa Ana that run clinics, and they recommend about 15 grams a day of vitamin C to remove people from heroin addiction problems, also cocaine and alcoholism. So it has many, many different uses on that. Vitamin C also cleans the blood and the urinary system. It also helps remove uric acid. It does all kinds of cleansing, detoxifying things. And human bodies, as I was saying last week, only holds 5 grams of vitamin C at one time. And if you're smoking, or if you're drinking, or if you're putting large amounts of sugar in your body, or you're doing things to your body, you need to take a lot more than 5 grams a day if you want to maintain the level of vitamin C that your body requires. And because man and guinea pigs cannot manufacture their own vitamin C, it becomes very necessary to take vitamin C as an external source. The other type of formulation were mineral ascorbates of vitamin C. And we found a long time ago, back in the 80s, that when you use mineral ascorbates, what would happen is you would get immediate results if you're coming down with a seasonal cold or something with vitamin C. But the problem was that it had side effects of salting the muscles, which is not really good. It could actually lead to a heart attack. So we finally discovered this thing called ester C, which is made from beets. And it's the best form of feed. You could take 20 grams of it in one dosage and not have any side effects like you would from ascorbic acid or ascorbate. So that's the one that we use the most. And last week we started to talk about the pyramids and their relationship with vitamin C. And as the show was ending, I was explaining that we had a clinic down here in 1974, and a doctor by the name of Gary Couture was doing a lot of muscle testing with John Fee's kinesiology. And what we would do is, if you check any part of the body, you'll find that with muscle testing, if you lay a person on their back, for example, and press on different centers in the body where vitamins are processed, you'll find that some people, if they're weak in vitamin C or calcium, will test weak in different areas. And we began to do this muscle testing, and then we could put the vitamin that they were deficient in on the area that was affected, and they would test strong. Well, we had started to develop a small 9-inch pyramid because we began to find that pyramid energy was very related to nutritional energy. And this is where was the beginning of learning about the precursing form of energy, which would later on feed down through the electrical fields, down through the biochemical field. And so we found that regardless of which nutrient a person tested weak on with the pyramid, when the pyramid was placed on that part of the body, they would test strong. Second thing that we were getting into then, as I mentioned last week also, was the largest drug addict in America at that time happened to be the American housewife strung out on Valium. That's a typical problem because of freeway stress coming into the family. And this has to do with carbon monoxide poisoning, and another thing that vitamin C is excellent to get rid of. How many times have you got up in the morning, felt really creative, maybe you're doing some writing or reading or just studying or just maybe just having some dynamic thinking process go on inside your head. You decide, well, I don't have some milk in the refrigerator for breakfast or some eggs or I want some fruit. So you get out of your house, you drive down to the store, and you come back 20 minutes later and suddenly your creativity is gone. And what's happened, and you try to get your head back into that space or your creativity back in that space, and it just doesn't get there. And what has happened is that you have gotten carbon monoxide poisoning, even though you only went down the road a short ways and there wasn't a lot of traffic and you came back. It only takes 8 minutes exposure to give you carbon monoxide poisoning, which has symptoms that last upwards of 24 hours. And out here in Los Angeles, that was a real major problem because people driving on the freeways, and they still drive on the freeways, inhale and ingest a large amount of carbon monoxide. So by the time the person gets to work, let's say they were on the freeway 45 minutes to an hour and a half, by the time the person gets to work, they're so full of carbon monoxide and their creativity is so bad, all they really do at work is sort of vegetate until lunchtime when the carbon monoxide starts to lessen up a little bit. And then maybe after lunch, they might get a little bit creative or productive in their workplace. And then, of course, when 4 or 5 o'clock comes along in the afternoon, the bell rings and they go home and they're back on the freeway getting gassed again. And some of the side effects, the symptoms of being carbon monoxide poisoned on a daily basis are anger, irritability, sore throat, stiff muscles, stiff neck, just generally a bad attitude on life develops after a while because hormones, of course, are being altered over a period of time that create either a good attitude or a bad attitude. So by the time the person would get home, usually it's the male in the family that was the one that traveled the freeways the most, even though some of the times the mother might also work, but the father seemed to have a tendency to travel further and be on the freeways longer. By the time he comes home at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, or maybe 7, depending on how bad the traffic is, once again he's gassed up with carbon monoxide. So the kids are out hiding in the back somewhere, and the housewife is probably starting to take Valium because the husband's not going to be in a very good mood when he walks in the door. This became a very standard trait of our society during the 70s. And if you remember during that time, of course, the Japanese who use negative ionizers and have public transport systems where they don't get the carbon monoxide poisoning, and they're quite aware of this, their productivity took off. Ours dropped. The Japanese invasion took place of our product lines, different products that come into this country. The economy shifted, and the American housewife became a drug addict. These are some of the things that go on with carbon monoxide poisoning. Later on, we did more studies, and we started having in Los Angeles area what were called freeway shootings. And what would happen is when you take carbon monoxide for a long period of time, what would happen is that your body would get such a high carbon monoxide buildup that the hormone structure, because remember, if you look at the chain of where the hormones come from, first it's minerals, you know, the body's 5% minerals, controls 95% of metabolic function. We move from minerals into enzymes, which we talked about, the hydrogen atom, down into vitamins, into protein, into peptides, and finally the hormone chain. And when there's seven different endocrine glands in the body that store these hormones. But if you're carbon monoxide whacking your whole system in the building of a chain of the hormones, instead of producing positive hormones in the body that release consciousness to the brain cells over a period of time, you produce negative consciousness. And this is what happened to our society, and it's still continuing to happen. That's why it's been so necessary to have these alternatives come into our lifestyles. So with this in mind, and knowing that the Valium problem was the Valium thing was a problem in the 70s, we began to pursue the pyramid side of it and do muscle testing and experimentation in our clinic with different types of pyramids that we began to make. Now, an ordinary pyramid, for example, when put on the body or worn on the head, doesn't produce much of an effect. The first thing we had to do was understand the bioplasmic technology and begin to create a technology that would cause a strong reaction to the human body. And luckily then we were able to get Carillion photography cameras from Europe, and even at that time we were starting to invent some of our own, so we could at least photograph the life force of a person's hand or their head or whatever part of the body we wanted to photograph when they were deficient in energy, negative in energy, and positive energy. So we began to be able to, by photographing the human aura, see these different forces, these bioplasmic forces in action, which of course would be the seven basic energies of the rainbow coming through the aura, which you have seven different colors. So we began to photograph and work with this. And at the same time, we began to use large amounts this is probably the beginning in America of the orthomolecular formulation, or mega vitamins, as we call them today. And vitamin C, we began to use large amounts of vitamin C and the pyramids together to treat these Valium conditions. And we began to realize that this was a serious problem that we had with people, because I've seen people go into the hospital with Valium withdrawal because of the tremendous damage it does to the liver and kidneys, and almost die from some of them. Sometimes actually people did die from the regression symptoms that these drugs have produced on the body when you start to detox them. So this detox thing became very important. And we began to, first of all, experiment around with the pyramids. And we found that if we used a mild magnetic steel base and we used active and passive metals, meaning metals that would amplify us and increase the electron activity in the cells, we were able to get a pretty profound effect on the human body when they were exposed to this pyramid power energy system. So what we did is we used what was called orgone plating. We borrowed an idea from Wilhelm Reich. And with dissimilar metals, we began to plate different forms of pyramids to use with our nutritional programs. And one of the first ones that we came up with was the Pyridome, which was a 24-karat gold-plated pyramid, very inexpensive, that when worn on the head, immediately placed the body into alpha state. Now, alpha state is a low relaxed muscle rate that allows the body to function without getting any kinds of cramps. We also began to find out, we did some tests in a couple of universities, and because a couple of schools got involved right away with this too, because they were astounded by how when you put one of these pyramids on your head, you go into the alpha state. We began to do experiments with vitamin assimilation, and vitamin C happened to be the particular vitamin that was chosen because the body requires large amounts of it. It goes through the body in 4 or 5 hours, so we could measure it in the urine, the amounts going through, and with the amounts that were active in the body through the blood. So by doing blood and urine tests, we were able to see exactly how vitamin C went through the body, how much it took, and what type stayed the longest, and which were the most effective. And we found, amazingly enough, that any time anybody wore a pyramid, they had 500% the assimilative power of vitamin C. That means that if a person took 5 grams of vitamin C into their body, and they were wearing one of these pyramids at the time, their body thought they would had taken 25 grams of vitamin C in. So as a result, the vitamin C really began to produce profound effects with a minimal amount going into the system, with a maximum amount of effect coming out of the body from the wearing of the pyramid. So that was the beginning of pyramids on the head. It's also, of course, whipped directly into the Valium program because it helped a lot of people. At first, people were self-conscious about wearing them, but when they began to wear them over a period of time, they began to see profound results. Then we got further into our research, and we began to study what the Japanese were doing with arthritis. And there were two ways in the medical systems to treat arthritis. Both used vitamin C. The Japanese used larger amounts of it. Americans chose to use steroids instead and inject different corticosteroids directly into a person's system to relieve the effects of rheumatoid arthritis. Now, parallel to rheumatoid arthritis, when you're playing around with the adrenal glands, you're also playing around with the energy systems of the body. So what happened was, when with the American medical system of injecting steroids into the body to treat arthritis, you got a temporary kick of energy, but what happened was the adrenal glands had no incentive to work any longer, and so they would start to go into atrophy because they were getting stimulated by an outside drug, and therefore they weren't required to serve a purpose. It's almost the same thing that happens when you smoke nicotine in a cigarette versus taking niacin as a supplement. The body just starts going for the easiest way in and the easiest solution, even though it's not always the correct solution. So over a period of time, what happens is with the adrenaline going in and using these corticosteroid shots, you know, you create a more of a problem in the arthritic kingdom than you do solving it. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you lacking energy halfway through the day? Do you want to lose weight? Try Super Nutrition. The Super Nutrition vitamins and minerals include trace minerals from the clay of an ancient and natural seabed, chromium picolinate, spirulina, aloe vera, and a powerful herbal complex in an all-natural organic formula. To order Super Nutrition, Pyridine's full-spectrum vitamin and trace mineral system, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603 for Super Nutrition. 1-800-729-2603. Tune in to WALE Thursday nights at 9 for Light Transmissions with Tony Santos and Joanna Rue. Tony Santos is a psychic, medium, transformational body worker, and hypnotherapist with a background in healthcare. Joanna Rue is a polarity practitioner and psychic, and she's studied and practiced metaphysics and alternative healthcare for over 20 years. Together, they bring you Light Transmissions every Thursday night at 9 on WALE Renegade Radio.
We're talking to you, Rehoboth. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science Energy Show. So anyway, this was one of the solutions that we had. The Japanese, on the other hand, were looking at arthritis from a different way. They were inventing and wearing these magnetic bracelets. And the magnetic bracelet, what it did, it had a tendency to cleanse the blood of certain viral toxins that are created by, that create arthritis in the bones in the first place. And they were using this magnetic bracelet along with a copper band around it, and they began to get tremendous results. Matter of fact, there was quite the more copper they found that they wore on the body externally, the better was the result of the cleansing process and raising of the energy. So we decided, we knew at the time that people typically had often too much copper in their bodies already on the inside, but it, strangely enough, it's like on the outside it had a different effect, very similar to ozone. Ozone therapy is slightly illegal in this country, but it's very effective when it's done internally rather than externally, which is a whole other subject. So we decided, why not go a step further? And we've had success with our pyridome, our gold-plated pyramid, in raising the body's energy by putting a person in alpha state. Why not put copper plate over the gold-plated pyramid and see if we couldn't get a reaction from that? Well, when we first started putting copper over the gold-plated pyramid and muscle testing our patients to see if they were getting a reaction from it, they tested weaker. In other words, our idea here was not working, if anything, was making people worse. So we realized that we something was wrong in our theory of how the pyramid worked at the time. So we made about 100 of them to experiment with, and we just said, well, they don't seem to work. So we put them on the side in a stack underneath a larger pyramid and just forgot about them. And And after about 6 or 8 weeks went by, we went back to the pyramid stack. I did anyway one day. Notice there's a lot of little black spots all over these copper gold-plated pyramids. They had little black spots, like they were little holes in the surface. And so we started examining them, and what we found is that the energy from the pyramid had eaten little spots or eaten by, you know, electrolysis or whatever process you'd call it, and made little spots in the surface of the copper, which is the outer surface. And so it looked like we had freckles on these pyramids. Of course, the copper had faded or oxidized like copper or silver will do over exposure to oxygen. So we took them back down to the clinic and did some muscle testing, and now we found they worked quite effectively. So we had people start wearing them, and some people would feel a warmness coming from their stomach because that's where the adrenals are, and their energy levels almost tripled wearing these pyramids. So that became known as the fire dome. So we had a therapy where we used vitamin C in large amounts in the copper-plated pyramids, and the pyramids then began to be sold all over the world as they are today because of the effectiveness. So we went a little bit further with the experimentation of the pyramids, and we decided that we did some research with silver. We noticed a lot of people wore silver jewelry, and we also knew at the time there was a major effect from smog on people. And smog is just about everywhere today on this planet. And one of the big things that smog acid rain and positive ion poisoning, which would come primarily from the wind, out here we have what's called the Santa Ana wind, and the Shiraz they call it in Europe. Different countries have different words for it. But any time these wind conditions occurred, or certain pollution conditions occurred, we found that the body produced large amounts of serotonin in the pineal gland. And when a person has large amounts of serotonin in the pineal gland, they go into depression. And if these levels are brought high enough, a person will eventually die from it because serotonin controls the master clock in the body, which is known as the pineal gland. And serotonin, of course, is made up of tryptophan and a couple other amino acids when you look at it biochemically. So we realized we had to slow down. We had to find a way to slow down the flow of serotonin under these hostile environmental conditions, which occurred pretty much in daily life for some people. And we did experimentations with different white metals, and we found that silver was the one that slowed down the serotonin production. So then we processed the silver into the pyramid, so we had a silver, copper, and gold pyramid, and it became known as the Ray Dome. And this was quite successful. By now, we didn't have to wait for the pyramids to heal themselves or create their own little energy flows through the surfaces of them. We had developed a heating process somewhere along the way there where we could make these different levels of the metal breathe and create this orgone effect by, you know, using active and passive metals. So with the silver pyramid, we were becoming very, very successful with that one. And so we found that all three of the pyramids in one shape or another were useful to both people depending on what they needed. If people had too much energy, they could use the gold pyramid to slow down a little bit. And they had lower energy; their energy was too low, they could use the copper one to speed up, the silver one to really get going. Later on, we developed a generation of silver and copper ones using titanium as a base metal. Because when we did some Carillion photography and some Delaware photography, which is a process used in radionics in Europe, we took some water that had been blessed by the Pope in one of the popes over in England, one of the bishops in England, rather, in a church, and we were doing some water experimentation. And we found that the molecular structure formed a cross, kind of a cross-like appendage when you looked at it through this camera situation. We also found that the titanium also did the same thing, had the same similar energy field. And titanium has long been called the wonder metal. If you put titanium in your car engine, for example, a crankshaft or, you know, different parts of the engine would never fail. Because titanium is a very light, powerful, smooth, energetic metal. The opposite of that metal would be like aluminum or stainless steel. When we did research with the pyramids in their production and their manufacturing, we found that stainless steel and aluminum both took energy away from the body, so we always avoided these different metals. So we had to find out which ones are correct. With the power dome placed on the head, vitamin C assimilation, for example, went way up. It was probably now increased by 10 or 20% more. So that became a very, very powerful pyramid. Another thing we also noticed in some of our detoxing programs is most people, one of the big problems with the aging process in most people is the buildup of poisons in the brain itself. And what happens is when you breathe air in over a period of time, the oxygen comes into the lungs and goes in through the lungs and through the walls of the lungs, down into the arteries inside the lungs, through the heart, and back out the aorta valve on its way to the head. Well, if you look at the arterial size, the size of the veins going from the nasal part of the body into the heart and through the lungs and up to the base of the brain, the arterial size, the artery size, is very large. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a break. We'll talk about this some more.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they, and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon projects, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian super receptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series. Only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise. Do your employees need training, motivating, perhaps a little attitude adjustment? Call the Economics Press at 1-800-526-2554. No matter if you're a Fortune 500 company or run a business from home, you'll find the training you need at the right price. The Economics Press trains and motivates every type of employee. From executives to factory workers, they can help your people create a positive telephone image and take the best care of customers. They can help your salespeople sell more and your managers manage better. Employees love Economics Press programs because they're brief, lively, and fun. No boring textbooks, no late-night studying, just plain English newsletters, books, audio and video tapes, and user-friendly diskette and CD-ROM programs. And you'll love the results. Improved morale, higher productivity, lower absenteeism, all at surprisingly little cost. Make the Economics Press your business training resource. For a free catalog or samples of the Economics Press publications, call toll-free 1-800-526-2554. That's 1-800-526-2554. Capital Concepts will prepare a comprehensive financial plan to serve as a roadmap to help you achieve your personal financial goals. Based on information you provide in a confidential questionnaire, Capital Concepts will review and analyze your current financial situation and offer suggestions for improving your financial position. You'll receive a 50-page, easy-to-understand report covering 8 essential areas in financial planning. From college funding to insurance analysis to retirement planning and everything in between, your personal financial analysis will help you get started on the road to a secure financial future for you and your family. To find out more about how you can obtain your comprehensive personal financial analysis for the affordable fee of $250, call Capital Concepts at 1-800-815-8500. Capital Concepts is a fee-only financial planning company and does not sell or endorse any insurance or investment products. Call 1-800-815-8500.
We're talking to you, Wakefield. Give us a call at 990-WALE.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. So anyway, we're talking about the vitamin C relationship with the pyramids. And what happens is when the arterial size comes from the lungs into the heart, to the aorta valve, and up into the base of the brain, we've got quarter-inch arteries pumping oxygen and blood up into the brain. And this is the way the body works. Every breath you take, every bit of air that comes in your body goes in this manner. But what happens is when the blood flow supply reaches the base of the brain, the arterial size drops from about a quarter of an inch artery to several arteries a millionth of an inch. So in other words, the arteries in the brain all start acting like strainers, straining the blood. And that's the way the blood flows through the body is from the lungs into the brain before it gets down to the liver. So what happens is, after that, your body starts to build up a tremendous amount of pollution from all the dirty stuff. There's about 500 chemicals in the air that you're breathing all the time. So what happens is it starts to build up and deposit all the way through the brain, creating a tremendous problem with electrical signals in the brain and finally body function. We think we have a caller on the line here.
Dr. Bell?
Yes.
Last summer, when that string of pearls hit Jupiter,
what?
Remember what they called the string of pearls that slammed into Jupiter?
Not really.
No, you don't recall that incident?
No.
Some lodge, they said they were asteroids.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Did you get any information on that as to what the effects of that were?
No, not really. I haven't really gotten into that too much.
Well, let me ask you a nutrition question, then. That's what you're concentrating on today. Beets, what's the best way to prepare your beets for better consumption of the phenylalanine and vitamins and minerals?
Well, any vegetables should be steamed. That's the best way to do them. Just enough to get them warm or tenderized, you know. Anything else destroys the enzymes.
What about raw?
Raw's even better, yeah, much better. That's the ultimate way to eat anything. Raw vegetables have more and more energy that way.
Did you happen to see sightings last Friday night?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it. What was it about?
I swear they showed a legitimate photograph from the 40s on the Roswell incident that it went by in just a second or two that was showing the autopsies of the small beings.
Oh, the grays?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, they put a lot of other information in it, but the couple photographs looked awfully legitimate.
Yeah, well, it's possible, you know. I mean, with this outside militia these militias putting pressure on our government now. The extraterrestrial, the ET, is the missing link in this whole thing that's going on right now. Because all these, they're trying to paint all these Michigan militias and all these different militias as being paranoid about some secret government activity. But that secret government activity is, in fact, lying with extraterrestrials. And that's what's going to be real interesting now coming up in.
Pope's secret diary, the previous Pope's secret diary was discovered in the Vatican, and something about a massive extraterrestrial landing.
The Andromedans have said that the world would know about the extraterrestrials by the year of 1995, and they said this would come through a series of, first of all, floods, fires, earthquakes, and then the FEMA group would become very popular with the American public, which it is now, which is really here to institute martial law, which they're setting the legislation in place to do that right now, as you can see just by watching your local news. So everything that they said is going to happen has come true right almost on the time schedule.
What's your best prediction on the changeover in the money? I'm hearing that they're going to be possibly changing 10 old dollars for one new dollar. Do you got any timetable on when you think that will occur?
No, I know they printed back about 4 years ago in 1990. They printed the what they call rainbow money. That's the currency for the entire world. And this is controlled, of course, by the Federal Reserve Board and the Triads and the different countries that they're situated in. But it hasn't been instituted yet because there's been, first of all, they couldn't get the European bloc together with the euro thing because Italy objected and France were objecting, so they couldn't get Europe to unite into one form of currency. And now with the yen, you know, pounding the dollar into the ground, that's going to create another problem for them because obviously the Japanese aren't going to go for it either, you know. These are the kinds of problems that they're having from making a one-world currency, and they want to get rid of all large bills so they can control exactly how much money you have. This is all part of the devaluation of our constitutional rights.
How many more weeks do you have on this station?
I don't know. I think probably 5 or 6 more.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll be with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So anyway, getting back to the energy of the pyramid now, when the blood starts draining off in the brain over a period of time, first thing that happens is the cerebellum is affected, and the cerebellum is the base of the brain, so your physical balance goes away, starts to deteriorate, usually after in your mid-20s. Remember how we used to play hopscotch and jump around on one foot, forwards and backwards, and that was what the whole game was about. A lot of people can't do that anymore because of that reason, the pollution of the brain. Then we get into the mid part of the brain, the center part of the brain, which that sends electrical currents and intelligence down through the spinal cord into the endocrine system. When this starts to become blocked, as it is in most people, what happens is the endocrine system starts to malfunction. We become allergic, anemic, susceptible, sometimes dizziness, claustrophobic. A number of physical things start to come and go in the body because of this failure in the body. And then finally we get up into the forebrain, and that, of course, is the old adage of senility, where the pineal gland starts to shut down. And the pineal gland, if you remember, I was talking a few shows back about how it worked with serotonin and some of the other hormones, and it also contains the death clock. It also has to do with jet lag when you move from one point to another, because the pineal gland regulates the activity of the hydrogen in the atom in the body. And remember, we're only made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. That's the five main ingredients of the body, the fifth one being sulfur, which is very important, which is another one that vitamin C works a lot with. So when these pyramids were worn on the head, what we found is in some people, they would be so toxic, like former smokers, and that included me, because when I worked at NASA, I used to smoke a lot, and I hadn't smoked in 10 years before I put the pyramid on my head, this one of the silver ones with the stimulating properties. And I noticed that when I put the silver pyramid on my head, I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I knew that in the urine, when I would urinate, that it would smell like nicotine or like an old cigarette ashtray. So I suddenly realized that my body, even though I hadn't smoked in 10 years, was passing out all this nicotine and all this stuff that comes into your brain. Because remember, if you smoke a cigarette or even breathe, if you even get secondary smoke, first thing that happens, it goes right into your lungs, right through your heart, right up to the base of the brain, and filters off, because the brain is a filter. Whether smokers or non-smokers or light are affected this way. So I had been affected this way. So it was kind of a strange feeling that I started to feel better, but at the same time, after 3 or 4 hours of wearing this pyramid, I would get a headache. And the reason I was getting a headache, as we found later, is that all these poisons were being dislodged from the membranes in the brain and the different arteries and little tiny blood veins and capillaries and all the places they're stored in there, and they were coming down. Because the path of the blood from the path of the blood from the brain is down into the liver, so first you come in through the nose, and then the lungs, and then through the heart into the brain and into the liver. So the brain, acting like a filter, was now being relieved of this action, and the liver now had to take care of it. So I took large amounts of, guess what, vitamin C again, huge amounts of water. And after a period of about a year, I could wear this pyramid for 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 hours on my head. Then I noticed that my attention span started to increase, because I was, it's amazing how your attention span goes away gradually over a period of time. You're not even aware of it, because ignorance has got a uniqueness into itself that doesn't recognize itself. And so as a result, people's attention spans just kind of creep away like everything else does with aging. Well, this reverses. And so my memory came many times better than it was even when I was younger. And I was really, really liking this. And, of course, a lot of people started using these pyramids and getting the same results. I guess a couple of profound things then began to happen. This is still back when this research was going on. We started in 1974. Now we were up to about 1978. And so we were about 4 years into it, but working with the general public would be about only 3 years, 75, about 76 or so. So we were only 2.5, 3 years into the research with the public, and we had different groups that were doing experimenting with wearing the pyramids and that. So we'll be right back with some of these results in a minute after break.
Well, after the break, we'll be next week.
Pleiadian technology.
I'm talking, next week we'll continue this conversation, and so I hope you guys are having a great new year, and we'll be live again on Thursday, which will be probably like the 3rd or 4th or whatever. I've got to look at my map here. map of the days. Let's see here. January, Thursday, January 6th, we'll be back on the air live, Steve and Barish and myself. So until then, c'est la vie.